Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fired is the second nothing personal word of the day for Tuesday, November 1st, 7 games into the season, and the Brooklyn Nets have fired Steve Nash. Steve Nash, with everything going on with the Brooklyn Nets, 83 different starting lineups he's had. He coached the team for 161 games, 194 of them. Let's go back to the offseason when, after an absolute horrific season, trading away James Harden, bringing in Ben Simmons, having Simmons not play, not achieving what they wanted on the court, Kevin Durant comes in last offseason, which is like 2 months ago, and says, I want no Nash, no Marks. It's either him, them, or me. Kumbaya with Joe Tsai, the owner. Joe says, I'm not doing that. I'm not getting rid of Steve. I'm not getting rid of Sean. And I'm not trading you. Tons of media personalities and people having shows about where Durant could go. And the Nets never were going to trade him. They go into the season. Kyrie is allowed to play, still not being vaccinated. Don't forget, he didn't play all the home games last year till the end. That whole vaccination situation. We haven't even gotten to what's going on with Kyrie right now, but let's just get to this year's training camp. Steve Nash enters a no-win situation with a flawed team, with a triumvirate of superstars, of which only two are super. One is a star, and one is an overpaid defensive specialist who's scared to shoot. Yes, I'm talking about Ben. Steve has to walk into that clubhouse and say, hey, everyone wants me here. I want you here. Let's start winning games together. I start rolling, and it's all going great until the Nets lose a game, and then another game, and then Ben Simmons doesn't shoot the ball, and then he scores under 10 points, and they lose again, and then again. 7 games in, they're 2-5, and today, Joe Tsai, out of nowhere, instead of getting rid of Kyrie, gets rid of Steve Nash. Instead of trading Kevin Durant, gets rid of Steve Nash. Instead of getting rid of Sean Marks, who somehow may have agreed to trade for Ben Simmons, gets rid of Steve Nash. Steve Nash did not have a chance to succeed. And they announced today that it was a mutual separation, a mutual parting of the ways. You know from nothing personal, there's no such thing as a mutual parting of the ways. Nobody mutually leaves the team at 2-5. Sean Marks must have gone up to Joe Tsai and said, listen, we have a small issue. The issue is that our team stinks, but it's not me. Joe, the issue is that our team stinks. Can't get rid of the players. They're good. I promise you, Joe, we can win with this group. Joe says to Sean, well, what do you want to do? And Sean says, I have been backing Steve Nash. He was my guy. Let's fire him. And Joe says, do you think that this will take the heat away from everyone in the front row wearing shirts about decrying anti-Semitism? Will this get everyone to stop focusing on the fact that Ben Simmons stinks? Will this get everyone to focus on the fact that Kevin Durant is happy here? Will this get everyone to focus on the fact that we've got a sparkling, brand new, phenomenal arena, and that we can do it. I want to show all of the fans. This is the equivalent of baseball season of firing your manager after 3.5 games. After the first series. Oh, well, we didn't like what he was doing in spring training, so we Dixied him. Even I wouldn't do that, and I'd fire anyone at any time. Just not that time. When you own a team, you have a responsibility not just to your fans, not just to your sponsors, not just to the increased value of your asset, not just to your revenue. You have a broader responsibility. Joe Tsai has stayed quite quiet other than his statement after Kyrie's Instagram flap, bringing attention to his love of Alex Jones from years ago, bringing attention to his promotion of an anti-Semitic, hate-filled movie book. And just as always, players don't lose these. Coaches do. Managers lose power struggles. Coaches lose power struggles. I've thought time and time again, what could I possibly do? What could I do to make the team do better? Increase the payroll? Yeah, I can't do that. The Nets don't have an issue with increasing payroll. They're paying everybody tens of millions of dollars. Joe Tsai said, I've gotten to know Steve during his time in Brooklyn, and he's not one to shy away from challenges. My admiration and respect for him grew over time as he brought hard work and positive attitude to our organization every day, even in periods of exceptional storm surrounding the team. Clara and I want to thank Steve, Lilla, and their family for making this extraordinary commitment. We began this journey as colleagues. We parted as friends. What a crock of horse hockey. Here's what Joe Tsai should have said in his statement. On behalf of my wife and I would very much like you to know that we have a very flawed organization from the top down. I don't want to be blamed, so the next best thing I could do was get rid of the coach. I believe that Kevin Durant will now be happy because I've given him half of his wish. I believe that Kyrie will now talk to the media and potentially not be distracted by his hateful views. And I'm quite confident that Ben Simmons is going to play tonight. No, he's not, Joe. I'm quite confident that Ben Simmons is going to be a great play for us. No, he won't, Joe. I'm quite confident that this team has time to turn it around. Oh, that's true. You could say that, Joe. Don't give me a paragraph that you're parting as friends. No manager or coach who gets fired is friends with the owner afterwards. It doesn't work that way. They want you to believe it because they don't want to be the bad guy. Steve Nash, I am terribly upset with you for your statement. A big thank you to Brooklyn. A heartfelt thanks to Joe and Clara Tsai, along with Sean Marks. What are you thanking them for? For firing you at 2-5? For allowing KD to win a power struggle? For not letting you release Kyrie Irving? It was an amazing experience with many challenges that I'm incredibly grateful for. Oh my heavens. Coaches are not grateful when there is absolute thunderstorms surrounding an organization from day one, when your legs are cut off, when your power is stripped, they're not thankful, they're angry. Steve, why not just say, hey, I love fans. My family loves living in Brooklyn, but what a cluster of an organization. What a disgrace, the player empowerment in the NBA. What a horrific statement about tolerance and inclusion that we allow Kyrie Irving to dress and play in our league, in our games, on our team. Wouldn't that have been nice? Where do the Nets go from here? Once you bring in Jacques Vaughn, the erstwhile coach of the Orlando Magic back in 2012 to 2015, you're going to end up trying to find a higher profile coach, of course. There'll be rumors about them trying to maybe get the Celtics coach. Remember Udoka? They may want to inquire about him. They may want to resurrect Larry Brown. Go back to the glory days of the Nets. Hubie Brown, anybody? Nah. You know how this works? Kevin Durant is going to tell Joe Tsai and Sean Marks exactly who he wants as coach. and that's who they're going to hire. They're not going to risk bringing in someone new, someone different, someone who's not willing to work with KD. They are choosing KD, and they'll continue to choose KD. But you can't say it's to the benefit of the team, because everyone in that clubhouse, in every corner, is well aware of the power dynamics that now exist with the Brooklyn Nets. Every player is aware that they are running the team. Have you ever seen a player-run team be successful? Anywhere? In any sport? I'm frustrated here because there's so many ways that the Nets could have handled this better. There's so many ways that they could be an exemplary franchise. Joe Tsai has tried so hard to be this owner, the man of principle, the man who donates money and time to try to help with inclusion and social and racial awareness and the social reckoning. He wants you to know what a good person he is, and he throws his money around. And then he makes a move like this as though we're stupid, as though we don't understand why. But we do understand. You are playing second fiddle to your players, and you're the owner. You're being convinced that it's not your way, it's their way. Steve Nash is collateral damage in an organization that is sick. It's rotting from the inside out. And the only way to deal with rot is to start over. Will the Nets do it? Wait to see.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.